朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
其他的我们就先不多介绍了。
The other for the moment we won't consider.
其中有一个叫做排便。
There's one 排便。
这个排便是什么意思呢？他说是像 infant 像婴孩那样子的啊，是很小的这个小朋友。
Now, 排便 tends to refer to very young children, infant.
但有时候出于可爱的也用这个词想稍微大一点，它本来就指的是很小很小的。
And although this refers to young children and toddlers, sometimes it will be used to refer to slightly older children, almost as a cute way to refer to them.
那还有另外一个词叫做 technon.
And then there's another term used called technon.
那这个 technon 指的是什么呢？指的是孩童。
The technon refers to children or to offspring.
孩子啊，后裔。
So this would be children, kids, offspring, descendants,
子女
sons and daughters.
Yeah. 那有时候就讲到我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，就可以用这个 technon.
When it says that we are the descendants of Abraham or the inheritance of Abraham, then we use technon.
好，那我请问大家，在马太福音十八章，包括我们一开始读的马太福音十九章，这个地方这个小孩子是前面那个拍电还是后面这个 technon?
So here in Matthew 18 and 19, which one do you think it is? Paideon or next technon?
Paideon 还是 technon? 是小小的啊，像一个 infant 啊，像一个 toddler 这样的，真的很小的孩子，还是也可以说后裔子女这个意思。
So is it referring to really young children, infants and toddlers, or is it referring more generally to offspring?
第一个还是第二个？第一个。
The first is by the end.
第一个，耶稣说我们要回转，变得小小小小，不能再小了，就是婴孩，马太婴孩，那个婴孩就是这个，就是这个词，小孩子。
Jesus is saying we need to become like little children. I mean, this is the same term that's used for a first infant in the manger.
哎，就是这个词，完全完全的变成一个小小孩。
We need to completely become as a young child.
这个小小孩，这个排便到底是有什么特点？
So what kind of characteristics are common for young children?
他真的是很软弱，很软弱，是不是啊？
They're very weak.
在摇篮当中的孩子，什么都做不了，什么都不会。
I mean, a child in a crib, they really can't do anything. They don't know anything.
那还有呢？
What else?
也很无知啊。
They don't know anything either.
没有什么高言大志。
They don't have any higher education.
也没有什么复杂的思想。
They don't have very complex theorems.
很单纯，很单纯。
They are very pure and very simple.
就像我刚才给大家看的那个小孩子的祷告一样。
Much like the prayers that we read earlier.
我们中国人有句话叫做童言无忌。
So Chinese has an expression like a young child doesn't take things into account.
那小孩子是想什么他就想什么。
Whatever they say, whatever they want to say, they're just going to say.
我们家老大小的时候
，When my eldest was young，
大概具体多大呢？大概就是两三岁，刚会说话，还不是那么久。
So when she was like two or three years old, she was just able to start speaking.
有一次在开车回家的路上
，One time we're driving home，
然后我就跟我女儿就开玩笑
，And so I'm joking around with her。
我说我老大叫 Irene， 我说 Irene 啊，喜欢爸爸还是喜欢妈妈？
So I asked Irene, do you like Baba better, or do you like your dad better, or do you like your mom better?
然后她说喜欢妈妈。
So she responded, oh, I like mom more.
那我想这个，我平时对我女儿也挺好的。
Okay, I'm pretty good to my daughter.
啊，我明白这个原因了。我这个小朋友很单纯，你问问题呢，你是把爸爸还是妈妈？你把妈妈放在后面。
So I'm like, oh, it's just because I said mom in second. You know, it's a young child.
你比如说你问小朋友，你说你吃面条还是吃米饭啊？米饭放后面，他听了米饭，二是米饭。
If you ask your child, do you want noodles or rice? If you say rice second, they're going to say rice because that's what they last heard.
我说换个方法问，我就问他，我说哎呀，喜欢妈妈还是喜欢爸爸？
I'm like, all right, let's flip this around. Do you like your mom or do you like your dad?
他说喜欢妈妈。哎，我的心里就有点着急了。
So begin to be a little nervous.
我说不给他这个选择，我就直接问他了。我说艾瑞，你喜欢谁呀？
So instead, I was like, hey, let's not give her a choice. Let's just say, who do you like?
他说喜欢妈妈。
She said, oh, I like my mom.
啊，最后真的是急了。我说这个，哎呀，我直接问。艾瑞喜不喜欢爸爸？
Oh my god, you like your dad?
你猜我女儿怎么回答？喜欢妈妈。
Just wondered, I like my mom.
嗯，当然了，后来我就明白了，我就现在一点不吃醋，妈妈更伟大。
Now I understand, I'm not jealous at all, mom is greater.
嗯，这小朋友童言无忌，他很单纯。嗯。
Young children are very, very pure, very straightforward.
他没有那么顾那么顾忌的。
They aren't worried about a whole lot of things.
那小朋友还有呢？小朋友也很无辜。
Children are also very innocent.
很 innocent. 你注意，那约翰福音第八章那个行淫的妇人啊，被带到耶稣面前那个细节，大家记得吧
？So the story of the adulterous woman who was brought before Jesus in John chapter 8.
你们谁是没有罪的，可以先拿石头打他。
Jesus responds, "Whoever among you is without sin, let him cast the first stone."
然后那些人是怎么样？从老到少一个一个。出去了。
It's interesting that they started to walk out from oldest to youngest.
为什么从老到少
？Why from oldest to youngest?
啊，老的罪比较多，是不是
？Perhaps the eldest had more sins.
我们年纪越大，我们的亏欠，我们的罪就越多。
As we grow older, our sins and our failures become more and more.
当然了，还有另一方面，当我们的罪越多的时候，实际上我们就晓得我们自己亏欠越多，所以老的带头就出去了。
At the same time, as we grow older, we become more aware of our sins.
多可爱
！More likely to walk out.
我们还可以列出来许多小朋友、小小孩他们的特点。
We're able to list many other characteristics of young children.
但是这里主耶稣讲到，特别讲到还有一点。
But here Jesus specifically mentions one other aspect.
要怎么样？要谦卑。
You have to be humble.
要谦卑。所以凡自己谦卑像个小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的。
In verse 4, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
小孩子没有什么可以去炫耀的东西。
There's really nothing that a young child can boast about.
他拿什么去夸口呢？
What are they going to boast of?
他是最小最小的。
They are the smallest.
他是最软弱无助的。
They are the weakest and the most without, something to support them.
小孩子是最无知、最愚拙的。
They are the most easy to fool and the least knowledgeable.
这大家千万不要忘了，使徒保罗说有讲，神拣选了那软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧；拣选了那愚拙的，叫那有智慧的羞愧。
And you need to remember that Paul himself said that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and the weak things of the world to shame the things that are strong.
我们今天够谦卑吗
？Are we humble?
当我审查我自己的时候，我知道我里面很多的不谦卑。
And when I examine myself, I find many areas where I'm not humble.
比一个小孩子还差得好远好远。
In many ways, far worse than young child.
那我们再进一步想到我们的始祖。
If we think back to our ancestors.
当时亚当夏娃当年他们是怎么犯罪的
？How did Adam and Eve come to sin?
神本来跟他们讲得很清楚，园中各样树上的果子都可以吃，唯独那世界善恶树上的果子不能吃，吃了日子必定死。
Jesus, God had clearly said to them.That you may not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
哎，夏娃看见了树上的果子，好多食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧。
So the woman saw the tree of good food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, the tree desirable to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate.
那吃了以后，真的就明亮了，真的就聪明了。
And her eyes truly were opened, and she truly did become smarter.
哦，那有了智慧了，也开始躲避神了。
And in that increased wisdom, she began to flee from God.
所以当讲到始祖犯罪，后来我们人就一代一代就传递这样罪。到约翰一书这里特别讲到，世界上是有三件：肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。伊甸园里面都有发生。
So all the way down to the present day and our current generation, as is reported in 1 John 2:16, that you have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, just as there was in the Garden of Eden.
大家看是不是这样子？悦人的眼目啊，好做食物。可喜爱使人有智慧，就是这三样。
So here you have pleasant to the eyes, good for food, and desirable to make one wise. It really is the same three.
但是亚当夏娃犯罪跌得很惨。
But Adam and Eve, after they sinned, the fall was truly disastrous for them.
骄傲啊，我们能如神一样啊。
They were seeking to be as the same as God.
耶稣基督在旷野被撒旦试探的时候，也是这三件，这我们知道的。
And when Jesus was being tempted in the wilderness by the devil, it was the same three types of temptation.
那耶稣胜过了。
Then Jesus triumphed over those temptations.
大家晓得吗？亚当夏娃是唯二。啊，不是唯二没有经过婴孩童年期就来到世界的人。
So do you not realize that Adam and Eve, they were one of only two groups of people that did not experience being infants?
Sorry, not two groups, but just the two people.
Oh, okay. They were the only two who did not come into earth as infants.
他们被造的时候是成人的，还记得吧？
They were created as adults.
他们不是一造下来是一个小 baby 还要去喂奶，不是的。
They were not treated as infants that had to nurse.
用亚当的肋骨造了夏娃，造出来以后，亚当这个麻醉一结束，一睁眼他就结婚了。
So when Eve was made from the rib of Adam, as soon as Adam woke up from anesthesia, they were immediately married.
圣经从来没有明讲任何其他一个人，虽然你可能去猜这个人或者那个人，但是从来没有明讲任何一个人，除了神自己的显现之外。
So there's no one else that has any record in scripture of an event like this, except possibly how God appears in the theophany, that they were created as adults.
我们所有人都是经过婴孩童年期这样出生来到世界的。
We're all born as infants.
可是亚当夏娃也是唯二曾经完全像孩童一样活在神面前的正常人。
But they were also the only two normal people who lived as infants before God.
是你为什么讲到是正常人，还加个引号的正常人呢？
Why do I say the only normal people who live as little children?
这里涉及到一个救恩论的问题。明年我们的主题是令人归主，我们有机会要和大家好好的来谈一谈关乎救恩的道理。
Well, that's because of an issue in soteriology. So next year we're going to be discussing salvation and how to share the gospel with people.
今天这个世界是一个罪恶堕落的世界。
We now live in a fallen earth.
有的人虽然他已经长成一个成年的样子，
There are some who have already grown to physical adulthood.
但他的心智可能是非常非常的不成熟，有的人生来就重度的脑瘫。
So there are some though who have severe mental disabilities, so that even though they're physically adults, they are not mentally adult.
像一个小小孩一样活在神的面前。
In many cases, they live before God as young children.
这是一种的特例。
This would be a special example.
那我也相信这样的人是在神的恩典的底下。
And I believe that they also are under the grace of God.
那以后我们会详细再讲。
Afterwards, we'll speak about it in more detail.
但我说，所有其他的普通人、正常人，只有亚当、夏娃曾经是在园中，在神的家里面与主面对面，像一个婴孩那样的单纯，那样的活着。
But in terms of normal people, then the only individuals who would have lived as adults in perfect innocence before God would have been Adam and Eve.
后来 Paradise Lost, 失乐园。
Then afterwards, paradise was lost.
他们被赶出了乐园。
And they were driven out of the Garden of Eden.
你不是如神一样吗？你就不再能够与神面对面的相会了。
Well, they wanted to be equal to God, and said they were rendered unable to be face to face with God at all.
自己要做主了。
They themselves wanted to be God.
我什么都能干。
Wanted to be able to do anything.
所以今天，想我活在一个世界上面，我们说我们是正常人，其实我们都是不正常的人，大家晓得吧？
And so now today, as we live in this world, we say that we are normal, but in reality, we are not normal.
我们都很不正常。
We're very abnormal.
我们里面有许多的罪恶、骄傲。
There are many sins, there are many instances of pride in our lives.
有时候想想我们自己。
Sometimes we think about ourselves.
我信主以后回想我自己的生命。
I look back on my life after I was saved. I look back on my life.
我不是说现在里面就没有骄傲，但是我想到以前我那个还不认识神的时候，我想想可笑，我有什么可骄傲的呢？
I don't mean that there's no pride in my life now, but when I look back on it, like, what was I proud of?
那时候更加的骄傲。
You know, much more prideful then.
觉得自己什么都知道。
I felt like I knew everything at the time.
什么都能做。
That I could do anything.
可是何等的软弱。
But I was in reality so weak.
父神的心意是怎样的？
What is the heart of the Father?
你说在以赛亚书46章第3到第4节有段经文。
So in Isaiah chapter 46, verses 3 to 4,
这经文 给我们中间的很多的长辈，包括我们在网线上和我们一起敬拜的长辈们，我相信应该给我们一些的鼓励。
This passage gives a great deal of encouragement to many of the older individuals, including some who are worshiping with us online.
神说你们自从生下就蒙我宝宝。
It says that ever since I carried you from the womb.
自从出胎便蒙我怀揣。
I've upheld you from birth.
直到你们年老，我仍这样。
Even to old age, I am he.
直到你们发白，头发都白了，我仍怀揣。
Even to gray hairs, I will carry you.
我已造作，也必宝宝。我必宝宝，也必拯救。
I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you.
神怀揣，神怀抱我们。
As God is holding us.
能够想象吗？
Are you able to think of?
满脸皱纹。
And we're covered with wrinkles.
头发花白。
And our hair has turned white.
但像我这样不但花白，而且没有几根了。
Well, like me, it's not yet white, but there aren't any left.
然后拄着一个拐杖。
And we have a cane.
或者我们坐在轮椅上。
Or perhaps we're in a wheelchair.
然后来到神的面前，神说：“我的 baby， 我就把我抱起来了。”
And we come before God, and God says, "Oh, my baby," and picks us up.
神一直这样的抱着我们。
God always holds us in this way.
神说：“你不管你多大。”
Doesn't matter how old you are.
不管你多老。
Doesn't matter how big you are.
不管我们在这世上有多大的成就。
Doesn't matter how successful we are.
有多少的财富。
Or how rich we are.
有多少人生的经验。
Or how much experience of life we have.
多少可以去。炫耀的东西。
How many things you could boast of?
所以说你到我面前来就是个 baby.
God says before me you're just a baby.
我抱着你。
And so I hold you.
大家喜欢吗？
Do we like this?
你说哎呦 no.
You're like, no.
我不要你抱着我。
But you know, I'd rather you not hold us.
错啦。
What a mistake.
让我们回到主的面前来。
Let us come before the Lord again.
就像一个单纯的小孩子那样。
This is an innocent young child.
就放胆无惧，笃心不移地扑到他的怀里面。
And without fear, without reservation, to run to him.
说主啊。
Say, Lord.
我真的就是一个 paideia, 一个小 baby.
Lord, truly I am just a paideia, a young child.
求主怜悯我。
Lord, may you have mercy on me.
求主帮助我。
May you help me.
你晓得，耶稣基督来到这个世间。
Even Lord Jesus, when he came to earth.
实际上他不需要是成为一个婴孩。
He didn't have to become an infant.
他真的是有理由。
He had good reason.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
你想其他宗教的教主来到世间，都要来去隐藏自己这个软弱的那一面啊，这个落魄的时候的那一面。
So other leaders of religions and movements, they always try to hide their weaknesses.
然后彰显自己的强大。
And they want to show how great and strong they are.
那耶稣基督来到世间啊。
But Jesus, when he came to earth,
亚当夏娃来的时候都是成年人了。
Even Adam and Eve, when they came as adults.
那耶稣来的时候当然更可以直接的穿着一个盔甲就来嘛。
So Jesus could definitely then come as a powerful adult.
骑在白马上宣告胜利的一个统帅的形象就来了。
He could ride in on a white horse with a helmet on.
没有。
But he did not.
耶稣基督为我们做了这样一个榜样。
Jesus came to be such an example for us.
不将自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
They did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
就人的样子，就自己卑微。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself.
每次看到那个马槽婴孩，我们现在过圣诞节。
Every time we see an infant in the manger as we're going through Christmas.
就怎么样想到
？Let us remember.
那是一个完全。设计的一个榜样。
That is an example of complete sacrifice.
一切都舍了。
Everything was given up.
我们再说耶稣基督十架路，不是单单只从比拉多的府上到各个他的楼底。
It's worth remembering that the path to the cross was not just from the judgment seat of Pilate up to the cross.
耶稣基督十架路是从降世为人，成为一个 baby 开始。
The path to the cross started with his incarnation as a baby.
今天你想要蒙福吗？
You wish to be blessed?
想要真正做神的儿女。
You wish to be God's child?
成为天国的子民吗？
To become a child of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个圣诞的时候。
Here in this time of Christmas.
借这个马槽婴孩的形象，我们自己来回想。
Through the image of an infant in the manger, let us remember.
我们一起来醒察。
Let us examine ourselves.
我们有多少像一个小孩子？
In what areas are we like children?
效法基督
and following the example of Christ.
谦卑的谦卑。
That we are being humble before him.
不断地祈求神的怜悯。
That we do not cease to ask for the mercy of the Lord.
这是蒙福的道路。
This is the path of blessing.
因为天国正是这样的人。
Because the kingdom of heaven is composed of such as these.
一起做祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你来到世间没有彰显你自己的强壮。
When you came to earth, you did not display your strength.
彰显你无穷的智慧。
You did not display your infinite wisdom.
彰显你大能的荣耀。
You did not display your all-powerful glory.
你是连一句话都说不出来的一个柔弱的婴孩。
He said he came as an infant, he could not even speak.
把天上的荣华为我们舍了。
Setting aside the glories of heaven for us.
把天上的宝座为我们舍了。
Setting aside the throne in heaven for us.
本来是众天使向你敬拜。
Wanting all the angels used to worship.
万王之王，万主之主。
The King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
你来到世间，在那个马槽的里面。
But you came to earth in a manger.
你说不要禁止小孩子到你的面前来。
And Lord, you say, do not keep the children from coming to me.
因为在天国正是这样的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is composed of such as these.
主，我们省察自己，我们还差得太远。
Lord, when we examine ourselves, we still fall so short.
主，求主你把你每一个儿女揽在你的怀抱当中。
Lord, may you hold each of us as a child.
来提醒我们。
And remind us.
我们是何等的软弱。
Of how weak we are.
何等的有限。
How limited we are.
很多的愚拙
How foolish we are
主要求助怜悯
Lord, may you have mercy on us
我们常常用自己的方法做神的事情
So often we use our own techniques to do the work of God
常常用自己的判断代替神的判断
We use our own discernment to take the place of the discernment of God
常常跟随着世界的标准
So often we use the standards of the world
我们却觉得神的标准也太愚拙了
And we feel that the standards of God are too foolish for us
求主借着这一次的圣诞的信息，让我们能够被更深的翻转。
Lord, may we be more deeply transformed by the message of this year's Christmas.
更像一个小孩子。
That we may be more as little children.
就基督的样式。
In the image of Christ.
从耶稣名求。
In the name of Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。